All right, KFIZ News Time is 9:11, 11 minutes past 9 o'clock here on a Wednesday, August 11th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you as we kick off hour number two of the show this morning here on KFIZ. It's time for a weekly conversation with our friends over at Envision Greater Fond du Lac. And part of Envision, a big part of what they do, of course, is the Young Professionals of Fond du Lac, and they've got something actually going on right now, if you want to take part in it. It is the Poker Run, and joining us is Megan Schiller to help us learn more about the Poker Run here on a Wednesday. Megan, thanks for taking some time to talk this morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the Poker Run. What is it, and how can people take part in it?
So the YPF Poker Run, this is our second annual. We actually started this event last year in response to COVID when we couldn't have people all together. And it turns out everyone really liked it, so we brought it back again this year. So the Poker Run is a chance for you to get out and visit some local businesses and win prizes while you're doing it. We have 25 local businesses participating, and if you purchase a Poker Run map for just $10, you can visit any of those 25 businesses. You don't have to go to all 25, but if you visit at least five and pick up a playing card at them, you can turn in your hand and try to win some prizes.
Okay, so I've heard of poker runs involving like motorcycles and stuff like that. I'm assuming this is kind of an all modes of transportation kind of thing, or is it exclusive to one type of car or motorcycle or walking even?
All forms of transportation are welcome, and this is a multi-day event, so we kind of have the side slogan of no actual running required for this one. So you can put away the tennis shoes, you can take your car to go from place to place, and do it over several days if you need to.
All right, and I understand this event is live now, correct?
Yep, it opened up on August 6th, and this runs until Monday, August 16th. So you still have time to buy a map, and we have five locations where you can buy that map for just $10. That's Annie's Fountain City Cafe downtown, as well as Top Shelf Bar and Grill downtown. You can stop into the Envision Greater Fond du Lac office and the Sheboygan Street entrance. Or if you're not downtown, we've got Tab on the Ave over on Fond du Lac Avenue or Benchwarmers over on Scott Street. So you just stop in there, buy your map for $10, and then you can start making your poker run stops. I got three of them done yesterday.
Very nice. And you say there's 25 businesses. Are they all exclusive to the city of Fond du Lac itself, or is it kind of spread out across the county? How does that work?
We've got a fair amount downtown, but then we spread it out. So you can go out to Ziegler Winery or the YMCA or any of the other 25 businesses. We have bars and grills, nonprofits, shops. You can get a little bit of shopping done. If you need a gift for the wife, you can stop in at Lillian's or Autumn's Closet. We've got a whole variety for you.
Very nice. So a chance to visit some local businesses. Maybe there's folks out there who haven't, stopped into one of these businesses before. Get you in the door, and you can grab the playing card, and then you have a chance to win some prizes, like you said.
Definitely. And with the help of our sponsors, our presenting sponsors of Michaels and Ignition SSM, along with Minuteman Press that did some of our printing, we were able to add a couple of special events this year. So we have a pub crawl tomorrow night downtown. If you check out our Facebook page for Young Professionals of Fond du Lac, you can get the route. But there is a bonus stop for an extra card at the Night Market Beer Tent downtown, and I believe Kip Jones is playing some live music down there. As well as Saturday night, we have a crossover event with Night Out at the Village out at the Galloway House. So another bonus stop at the Beer Hut there. You can come out, listen to live music from North Soul, and pick up an extra card. So if you don't get your good poker hand in the first 25, got a couple extra stops this week.
Yeah, very cool. And a chance to check out some community events, check out some music, and spend some time outside and downtown enjoying all the great stuff we have in our community. Prize-wise, can you shed some details on what people are playing for here with the Poker Run?
Yeah, now everyone who turns in a five-card hand is eligible for a prize, but we do have top three prizes. First prize is $500 cash, so you get to pick what you're going to spend that money on. Second is a deluxe jewelry package from the Goldsmith, who's also a stop on the Poker Run map. And then third is a Taste of Fond du Lac prize basket, which is contributions from a lot of our Poker Run stop businesses to make a great Taste of Fond du Lac experience.
Very cool. So you have until Monday to take care of this. If people want to learn more information, they want to find out just how do they participate, is there a website? You mentioned Facebook, too. Can they go there and check out more information?
Yep, the Facebook page for Young Professionals of Fond du Lac, give it a like and check out the events on there. We'll post updates as well throughout the event. Also check out the Envision website if you want more details.
Very good. Megan, thanks for taking some time to tell us about the poker round this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That's Megan Schiller joining us here on KFIZ. She's telling us about the Young Professionals Poker Run. Again, check out the Young Professionals Facebook page and go to envisiongreaterfdl.com.